Thank you. Please be seated. You know, I think our only claim to fame is that we were Grace's pastor in Taupo when she was there. Grace and Alistair, we actually had the privilege of marrying you, didn't we? So, yeah, that was just such a delight. We prayed for many years for the right husband for Grace. So, yeah. it's a real privilege for us to be here, and we're so excited and just expectant about what God wants to do, really, through our time together. I think this is our first time preaching or ministering here at Bethel. We've had some great connections. We know a few of you. And so, yeah, thanks for having us.
Cordon Lake Aho. My papa kainga is rangiora, and I was brought up in Wellington and was the head boy of my school, which means nothing except that I came to Christ because all the fourth formers in my school prayed for me. And I, you know, Helen and I have been ministering now together since, well, I was called actually as a prophet while I was still at medical school. So I was in my sixth year of medicine down in Dunedin. Helen and I met down there. She was being baptized and I was worship leading. And Jesus just said to me, "This is your wife." It's a very helpful way to find a partner. Because then all you need to do is go and find out who this person is that you're meant to marry. We married and had our first child in Dunedin, went to Bible college just outside Wellington. Ministered. Actually, I was just about to buy a practice on Karanga Happy Road in Auckland City. For those young people who don't know what that is, it's the seedy part of town. And one Tuesday morning, my first patient was a transvestite prostitute from the far end of K Road, and my second patient was the Attorney General of Nigeria. And that was the week, actually, the practice came available to buy that God called us into pastoral ministry. And I left medicine. We worked alongside the pastoral team in what is now Quippers Church in Auckland City. Then went relocated to the North Shore and pastored at our own church there for 17 years, brought up our children. Then travelled itinerantly, lived by faith for 3 years, and ended up in Taupo unexpectedly and unintentionally. And just had an amazing time there until it was really obvious that God was calling us to leave, and now we're homeless and jobless.
Oh, he always likes to say that. Actually, you know, the Lord led us very specifically to step aside from leading a local church because he wanted us to be able to go where he was sending us. And one day Don came to me and we were already had been planning this for some months and preparing ourselves before we let our church know. And he said to me, you know, we're going to rent our house to the new incoming leaders of our church in Taupo. But actually they don't want it just for 3 months. They would really like to be able to have our house for a year. And I was in Tauranga at the time. I said, okay, just give me a minute. And went away and prayed. And we said, hang on, you've always complained about housework and having to do all the garden. Here's the opportunity for a great adventure. And so I said yes to that. And we packed all our stuff into storage and said, okay, Lord, we're just ready to go. So you guys are our adventure today. we get, you know, our life with Jesus is so much fun. And I love the declaration that we made when we get up in the morning and go, life today is just an adventure that I get to explore. You never know what God's going to do. You never know who you're going to run into on the street, who you're going to meet to serve up the love of God to. And I tell you, life with this guy is a glorious adventure. I used to think, you know, when I met Don and God brought us together sovereignly, it absolutely freaked me out, some of the things that happened, because Don was in the process of being called as a prophet and it was like, oh my goodness, what the heck does that mean? And we were trying to do life as a young married couple and all that kind of thing. And the more we grow into who God created us to be. And he just wants us to have fun on the way to heaven. And share our love for Jesus with people that we meet and make God gloriously available. And that's been our adventure. I grew up in the Waikato, as Don said, we met at Otago University, and I was down there doing a nutrition degree. And really, the Lord had His own plans for our life. But as we trust Him and as we grow and to realise that He's good, He's not scary and He's not a disciplinarian, He's a good God, that we get to step into all that He's got for us.
I love the Word of God. It's just an incredible anointing on our lives to be able to speak. As was just mentioned before, this Wednesday, Thursday, we're running some masterclasses here in Whangarei. It's the first masterclasses we've ever run in New Zealand. So you guys, we've chosen you as the first place to start this. And you're more than welcome to join us. The easiest way of registering actually is to go to my Facebook page, Don Lake. It's the one with the skateboard on it. Not, there's another man with no shirt. That's not me. So I'm the Don Lake with the skateboard. And you can just find a link on there and click, and that will allow you can register for any of the sessions that there are. There are two during the day and then an open night session for each of the nights, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Wednesday was just basic. How does the word of the gift of prophecy work in my life? How can it bless my local church? So that's something that's useful for any of us if you've got the space to come. None of the sessions are very expensive. I think they're like $10 or $15 for each of the sessions. On the Thursday, we're going to be talking about the ministry of prophet and how does that activate and inform whole movements of people and spiritual leaders. So if you're wanting to function near that level, that's a great place to come. Friday morning, we're talking about a healthy prophetic lifestyle. So just focusing on sozo and our daily devotional life. So you could come for that because it's just worth anybody doing, really. And then in the afternoon, we're having a hui. Just wanting to look at what does Maori prophetic culture look like, and I'm going to be there as a learner. That's all the others I'm going to be involved in teaching, but that session on Friday afternoon, I'm going to be there as a learner. I want to know what is it's going to help make a difference in our nation, because we carry a prophetic call as a nation. We are a David nation that knows what it is to fight Goliaths. And I want to be informed to be able to help release and inspire our nation. One of the things that Hal and I have discovered as we've travelled up and down this nation is the Word of God is beginning to increase and multiply. Okay. So as we travel up and down this nation, we have found the Word of God is beginning to multiply, increase and multiply. And there are places and seasons and times where God is beginning to move in our nation that we haven't seen since the 1960s and 70s. I was born again when I was 17 years old in the upstairs room of my parents' home when Jesus came and said, I love you like you are, but I can change you, Don. I can make you completely different. And I'd been desperate to find him. For 5 years, I'd been searching. My father was a believer in Jesus. I loved his lifestyle. I knew that he carried truth, but I believed in my mind Jesus hadn't risen from the dead. And my fourth formers prayed for me and broke that intellectual spirit in my mind, took the blinkers off, and I knew Jesus had risen from the dead. I got out of my bedroom. I went to have dinner with my parents. I didn't tell them what had happened to me, but I knew I'd been born again. The next morning I went to school. The only other believer I knew in my seventh form was a young woman who lived with somebody in a flat near where our school was. And this girl came to me and said to me the next day, you've become a believer, haven't you? And I thought it must have been that beatific smile, you know, that glow that had come around me. And so I said to her, you know, is there something different about me? She said, no, it's still the same old Don. But she said, but last night the lady I lived with had a vision of you preaching to our school. And I want to tell you what we believe about Jesus is real. And it's so important that we need to find ways of sharing it with our loved ones and friends. Our nation needs to hear the word of the Lord right now in powerful ways beyond it's ever seen before. At the beginning of this year, Helen and I found ourselves in Waitangi on the Te Tiki Marae. And we'd been here on holiday in Northland for about 6 weeks by that stage, and we innocently found ourselves in the Whorenui on a number of occasions. And then on the third night, one of the chaplain for Te Tai Tokoro came to us, to me, said, Don, I want you to preach in the Whorenui at Te Tiki Marae. That's what people sometimes call the Lower Marae. And there's a treaty grounds up the top, and this Lower Marae was where the chiefs gathered together to decide whether they'd sign the treaty. And I thought, oh, this is ridiculous. I can't speak in the Whorenui. I don't have the skills and abilities to do that. But the Lord told me I should do it, and I was standing in that marae, and the woman who introduced me said, this is the first time we've had a prophet in this Whorenui since Ratana. And I want to tell you, the Word of God will take you places you never think you can go. And I just wanted to say to you this morning, we were never meant to enter heaven alone. We are never meant to enter heaven alone. That's why Jesus, it says of Jesus, here am I and the children you have given me. When we look at the great, what's called the Great Commission, it was in the context of worship. Jesus said, all authority has been given to me, therefore make disciples. And I want to live my life so I'm not going into heaven alone. When I come on Sunday mornings into environments like this, I'm entering into heaven with you. We're not entering heaven alone. And the call in our lives as believers, you know, is to find more and more people to take to heaven with us. Can I say this? We enter into an environment where the presence comes on us and we exit. We understand the impartation of the authority of heaven in our lives. It transforms us inwardly. We must have that inward transformation so we can carry the presence. But if we don't live the presence out so that others are joining us, then we're limiting what God wants to do through us. We're saying the authority of heaven has boundaries around my life and has no expression beyond who I am. And when we say that, we're saying to Jesus, who said all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, that your authority is limited to my experience of you. And when we do that, we're denying the power of the gospel that lies inside us to transform our world. And our nation and this region of Northland and even the city of Whangarei needs the presence of God in ways that we have yet to experience, I believe. We experience it when we're together. We experience it when we're on our own with Him. But when we're in those environments, the call of heaven is for us to share that with those that are around us. Increasingly, we must believe that the presence of the kingdom can be manifest in our nation in viable, powerful, living ways where it's undeniable that God has arrived. Amen? Undeniable that God has arrived. And we carry Him into our situations. The Scripture says we carry Him in earthen vessels. And I love that this morning about the scars. We can so often look at the earthen vessel and think, this disqualifies me from carrying the treasure, but we carry the treasure. And that treasure is for others. Jesus is so amazing. He has to be shared. And I think that we have the capacity as believers, every morning or afternoon or evening, whenever it is that you encounter God in your personal devotional life, it is so that faith might arise in your mouth. The word of faith that we speak, it's in our hearts. It's on our lips. Scripture says, let that word dwell richly inside you. And what happens if something dwells richly inside you? It increases and it multiplies and it comes out. Amen? And we need to be living in encounters with heaven in such a way that it's oozing out of us. Do you like that? Yeah. Oozing out of us. Yeah, we put deodorant on because other things can ooze out of us. We want the presence of heaven to ooze out of us so that those around us are encountering Jesus in living real ways. So that you and I are not entering heaven on our own. When we come here on Sundays, we're entering into the presence. And we should never be doing that alone. We should be asking the King of Heaven to allow work to have people accompany us into His presence. When we're in our school and in our workplace, in the supermarket, we need to believe that we can be inviting people to accompany us into His presence. We carry Him. And so when we make ourselves vulnerable and allow people to see that presence inside us, then we're inviting them to partner with us into an entrance into heaven. Amen. The whole of the gospel is about invitation. The whole of heaven is about invitation, and we have the capacity to provide that invitation. And what a glorious thing to be able to stand with people that we have invited into the presence of God to know they've made an encounter with the King of Heaven. Amen? And we all carry that capacity. And I believe right now in our nation there are churches that are arising that are beginning to say, this is what we must do. It's great to congregate, it's great to connect, it's great to engage, it's great to be a vehicle of the glory of God through time and eternity. You know, that's what the church is. It's a vehicle of God's glory through time and eternity. But that's not enough for us to be able to fulfill what we're called to do as sons and daughters of the living God. As representatives of heaven, our call is to be taking others with us into His presence. And to say it as churches, just gathering, just connecting is not enough. Manifesting His supernatural power in our workplace, in our schools, in our supermarkets and streets is a call on us that we can't ignore.
We just see, as we were praying, we saw overflow coming out of your lives, overflow into your community, and that what you carry is so significant that it needs to become visible to those around you. The girl who was leading the worship this morning, is she here? Oh, there you are. What was your name? Hi, I'm Helen. I just see incredible overflow coming out of your life. Like as you were worshiping, I just saw like these swirls coming up out of your mouth, that like incense rising to heaven. But I want you to also know that within that, that's like there's the word of God that's coming out of you, but it's also got something that it's going to accomplish, that it is accomplishing, that as you worship, that it carries power and it goes out into your community. And the word that came to me was in Isaiah 55, that one that says, as the rain and snow
come down.
That
doesn't actually not.
I'm just wondering how much to read. As the rain and snow come down from heaven and don't return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that comes out of my mouth. It will accomplish that which I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. And I looked at that and I thought, it's not only sending out something that's going to accomplish something, but it contains within it seed. And this is a word for you as a church too, that there's seed that goes out from your congregation and your family, that is seed that's for sowing into other people's lives. It carries a seed is the flowering plant's unit of reproduction. It carries within it everything it needs to reproduce after its own kind.
Yeah. Okay, I just see miracles at your hands. I just see healings and miracles coming at your hands. Is this your husband or your fiancé? Do you want to stand for me? Your name is?
David.
David, this is for the mic, so people, if you've got your cell phone, you might like to just get it ready in case we prophesy, because then you can take it home immediately. David, I just see the gospel all over you. I just see God has given you an ability to preach and to speak in such a way that people are going to come to know Christ. And it oozes out of you, but I think there are times when it spurts out of you as well, and you say things that you sort of think afterwards, oh my goodness, where did that come from? How did I get those words? Well, it's on the tip of your tongue, because it's in your heart. And the passion to see souls saved, I believe God is about to unlock a capacity for you to win many to Christ. And I see it as one by one by one, and you're just going to add up the numbers like notches on your belt and find your belt is, you need another belt because you've filled the notches, and it's going to satisfy something deep in your soul. You know Jesus in a way, but I believe as you begin to do this, you're going to discover his supernatural power. In fact, I think you're going to know the authority of Christ in your life in new ways as you begin to step out in this way. Amen. Yes, you can sit. Could you stand? We're just going to prophesy now. Is that right? We didn't introduce this segment of this lady here. Could you stand for me? Are you still getting your cell phone ready? Are you? Okay. Your name is
Linda.
I just see you stamping your foot and pointing your finger. I just see you saying to the enemy, "That's this far and no more. I've had enough. We've had enough. We're going to see you turn back." In fact, I see you leading almost an army of people, a company of people who are going to array themselves around you because they have confidence in what you're seeing and saying, and just a rising up of like a band of warriors around you to begin doing a battle, you know, damage to the enemy in this place. And here's the thing, if you will allow that to grow, I just see you beginning to teach and equip others in the area of spiritual warfare, of connecting with heaven so that his authority is demonstrated on the earth with signs and wonders. In fact, I believe you're going to see signs and wonders. I don't know whether that's fire falling from heaven or what it's going to be, but they're going to be visible external signs and wonders that are going to demonstrate the truth of what you're saying. Where's this, the young men down the back? Could you do two stand sitting in the corner here? Mr. Curley here and the guy beside him? Sitting in the wall. Yeah, you two guys, exactly. Yeah, you two. That's it. Yes, thank you. Very kind. Thank you. Yes. The last man can stand if he wants to as well. Your name with the hair. It's awesome, mate. Look at me. I'm going to be jealous. Look, my day is over. Tal, is it? Because I just see a similar spirit that's in this woman here. I see an aggressive warrior spirit inside you, my friend. I see like almost a haka sitting inside your heart waiting to find expression. And I just see you leading many young men into battle. I just see your capacity. I believe God is going to give you strategy. He's going to give you insight. He's going to give you words that will cause others to know how they're meant to fight this fight. There's leadership all over your life. And it's time to step up and start doing. And your name is? Yes, you. Cole. Cole, I think there's a call to full-time ministry on you, my friend. And I see you leading churches. I think there's a pastoral gift that's in your life, obviously, but I think there's an apostolic edge to what makes your life work. And you don't like the status quo and the ordinary, and you get frustrated and irritated with people who keep on living life as if it was just some boring thing. Well, it's because God has put a pioneering spirit inside you that he's going to cause to flourish and grow. Amen? Now, this man's sitting down. I didn't see you, so this is going to be by faith. Oh, look at you. your name is Joel. I just love the call to missions that's over you, my friend. I see the winning of souls just all over you. I love this about you, that you're not satisfied until you see Jesus glorified. And I believe he wants to tell you he's going to do that through your life. As you reach out and believe for the miraculous, restore is going to flow through your hands. I see you laying hands on people whose lives are broken and restoring them just through the touch of your fingers. And almost like putting them on the eyes of people and they're going to see truth and reality because of what God has placed inside your life. You're not satisfied with just half measures. Is that true? So all out, man. Here, come on, give him a hand. It's great.
There was a man sitting at the end of the row there who's gone now. Is he out with the children? Oh, no, here you are. You, sir, what was your name? Nathan. Nathan, I just see that you're a man of great capacity, but God's doing a work on the inside of you at the moment. It's like not visible to the external, to the outside, but that he's doing almost like a gouging in your life. It's not very comfortable at the moment. In fact, it's a bit painful, but what God is doing is that he is enlarging you and strengthening your capacity. You're going to be able to contain so much more of him when he's finished the process that he's at work.
Yeah. For the sake of your whānau, for the sake of your whānau, there's what God is doing in you right now. And that's what should mobilise you through all the to get there. Yeah, because I see you as a rescuer of many. Yeah. Wow. Could you stand for me at the back with the cap? Yes, your name is? Zach. Zach, here, I think God has put his word in your mouth. And this nation and this region needs to hear the voice of the Lord. And what you've seen is just simple observation and heartfelt passion is actually revelation from heaven itself. And as you allow it to be spoken, I see people getting free. In fact, I would say this. I think the prophetic heritage of this nation rests in your heart and on your shoulders and in your mouth. And it's time to step up and speak up. This man with the black hair, could you stand for me? Yes. And is that your wife beside you? You could stand as well. Because your name is on the side? Tracy, I just love the ability you've got to see truth behind the facade and to search out and find hidden things. And I believe God is releasing to you revelation about truth that this place needs to hear and other places need to hear. I see you writing blogs and other, you know, disseminated information about the work of God. I just see he's given you insights already and it's frustrated you that other people can't see it. It's just so obvious.
Discernment, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that actually that's God revealing some things to you.
Mm. Mm. You guys have read Dorna De Silva's book on shifting atmospheres? Yeah, yeah. It's just like that's all you all over, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. And husband, is that right? Yeah. When I saw you before when we were coming for communion, I just think, one, God is going to bless your business. I just think that your business environment, you're suddenly going to become very prosperous. So just take his name and address. Work really well. You know, because the generous become rich. But I also see that God has given you a passion and a heart for the lost. And I think he's going to begin giving you ability, techniques to be able to reach them in powerful, significant ways. Yeah. Could you stand for me, sir? Yes. Your name is Andre. Andre here. I think, Andre, that you have hesitated to believe that God could make use of what you know and see. But I believe there are some things that God has revealed to you that actually have the capacity to set people free. In fact, I see hearts unlocked because of the compassion that's in your heart. There's a deep yearning inside you to see other people and be released from bondage and crippled nature. And it's in your mouth. You know, the word of God says the word of faith we speak, it's in our hearts, it's on our lips. Well, I think it's been on your lips for a long time, Andre, and it's time to start speaking. Yep. Because your heart is open, now it's time for your mouth to be open and trust what God puts on the tip of your tongue. You need to bring freedom to those you love. Yep. Sorry.
Grace and Alistair, I just see a tent, like you guys holding up a tent of blessing for people, like as equal partners. You know that scripture where share is together in the grace of God? Well, I just see that God has brought you together. You hold equal value in the kingdom, equal weight. But I just see you gathering people, and every time that you're with them, that you just bless them and that your words carry a weight that would release the blessing of God into other people's lives. I want to encourage you that when you have people to your house or when you gather with them, that you take time just to bless them, because God will bless them because you have. Mm.
The man behind you, could you stand for me? Is this your wife as well? Yes, could you stand as well? There's great wisdom in your life. I think it's amazing. Amazing. And your ability to manage and come underneath and make other people look good is great. And I think you hate inefficiency. I just think you love seeing systems that work well and have an ability to discern what needs to be done to tweak them. And I think that God wants to use you to unlock the potential in people as well as organisations. And he's going to give you a discerning ability to see inside the hearts of people, to know what's missing, to be able to tweak and make them become very effective in the kingdom. But you're great in organisations. I mean, I don't know you, so this is, you know, but I just see you great in organisations and discovering the missing link that's going to actually set them on fire. Yeah. And your name, I didn't get your name.
Gavin.
And then Angela. I just love the fact that when people come to you, you seem to have a word in season for them. It just flows out of your heart and into their lives. And God is using that to bless many, many people. And I think you need to believe that word of wisdom, it's more a word of wisdom than a word of knowledge. It's not knowing something about them. It's being able to solve their life's problems without even recognizing the details. That actually is a powerful tool to win people to Christ. And I just see in your workplace in particular, I think in your family network it's going to happen, but in your workplace in particular, your workmates are going to come to you and say, I have this problem, and you'll have the answer. And then as they ask you, how did you have such a perfect solution to my problem, you're going to have a doorway to talk about Christ with them. Yeah.
Hey, this lady that I met coming in this morning, I said, we're both new, aren't we? Katarina, is that right? Yeah. I just see absolute bounce in your spirit. Like absolute joy, and I just release over you the joy of the Lord will be your strength, and an unashamedness to walk in the joy of God. Yes, the Lord would say to you that He is cutting away those things that have been in the past that have not brought joy, they brought pain to you, but He would heal your heart, He would restore you, and I just see you bouncing. I just see you absolute springing from place to place with incredible delight and joy. So we bless you today in Jesus' name.
Yes, yeah, amen. Amen. Could I have the guitars up just in a moment? So could I have the lead guitarist and the acoustic guitarist here? Because you're the bass player, aren't you? Yes, yeah. Could you stand for me just a moment? Could you stand for me with the glasses on just here? Yes. And could you stand as well for me? Because I just see for all three of you, because what I want to say, I just believe there's praise in the house this morning. Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
They're just scared of what might happen if we let them loose. We could use the chorus of the first song if you want to, or anything you like. Because I see this. I believe God is about to open doors to Marae for you. I think he's about to play. I think he's about to place a mana on you, a dignity that's going to enable you to speak, and people are going to hear. And it won't be. That's good. That's good. You can thank the Lord. That's good. Applaud you, really. It helps me know I'm on the right track. Anyway, there's still an element of the prophetic where the person is still human. You understand this? That's why I never give her the microphone, because I'm afraid she'll just let loose. It's just the human in me. No. It'll be the dignity because of who Christ is, not because of who you are. So you won't qualify because of who you are. It's because of the anointing that God is placing on you and an authority and a capacity to carry him in ways that are credible. That means people can believe what you're saying because of who he is. But I think it's going to come as your heart is open, first of all, and then your mouth. Because we carry a lot of things in our hearts that can close us off from what God wants to say to people because we don't have compassion. And it says of Jesus, he saw the crowds, had compassion on them, and then he multiplied what was available in the hands of those who were around him. And I believe as you let compassion consume you, the little you feel you've got in your hands is suddenly going to multiply to feed thousands. And I see the invitation coming to more than just one marae because of what you carry. In fact, your reputation is going to increase so that men and women are going to request you to come and speak on behalf of the kingdom of heaven. And I just see opportunities opening up where the gospel is going to go in. And then I see members of this congregation and maybe other congregations, but certainly here, flowing in behind you and being able to sing and worship and present Jesus. I just see you as carriers of the kingdom. And as you bring others alongside you, they're going to be couriers, carriers and couriers of the presence of God. And I just see miracles beginning to break out in those environments as you respond to those invitations. Yeah, to go. Amen.
Yeah, let's give God some praise. Yeah. That'd be great. He's so good. God is so good. Diana, I feel like God wants to declare to you there's absolute strength in your arms.
That's right.
You know, in scripture, arms were used to be extended out in blessing and authority in battle and in intercession. And I see in all four areas that God would cause you to excel, that your arms are strong. They will break the back of the enemy as you reach them out and as you extend them in prayer, that God does stuff, that he releases authority through your arms into the lives of other people, and that you carry the ability to bless this community of people, but also many others.
Mm. Now I know why the husbands aren't here. Because I've been given permission to do anything I like this morning. And one of the anointings that's on my life is commissioning people into ministry. And I just see the call to leadership in your life, Dinah, is hugely strong. And it's not like a byproduct that you're here. I believe that you know, and also ran, or I just happen to accompany or associate with these people. I believe God has placed significant leadership on your life for this house. For this house. Yep. And I see this. Here we go, Matt. Here we go, Andy. You asked me, so I'm going to... I see the primary mover of what God wants to do in this place is resting on your shoulders and your heart. I believe God has given you a vision for this house that needs to be heard. These men carry the capacity to take these people somewhere and build an establishment, but in terms of who's leading the house, I just think God has placed it in your heart. And leading this people out into this community to carry the gospel, I believe, is placed inside you. The missing link of what is needing to be activated is here right now today. I think this is why I've been brought here today, just for you. Yeah. And I don't think you're just a mother in the house. I believe that you're a spearhead of what God wants to do. And for this house to take the next step into what God wants to have happen, it rests inside your heart and on your shoulders and your mouth. The word of faith you believe is in your heart, but it's on your lips. And I believe as you speak and call, as you challenge, As you kōrero, yes, but I just see you standing out, calling. That's waiata, isn't it? Waiata is the call. Karakia. Karaka. I'm working really hard, come on. So I just see the karanga of this house is in your heart. Yeah. And it's time to sing the song. Sing the song. Because we need to come into a place where the gospel is so powerful that it can be said the word of the Lord increased and multiplied. Do you know what multiplied means? It means I talked to him and he ended up talking to that other person and they talked to the other one and they talked to a few other bunch of people, and what started as a one-on-one became a one-on-many, became a whole crowd of people who rose up and said, we're running after Christ. That's what multiplied is. And we've got to let that come off our lives so the people around us are hearing truth. We carry something. We carry something that is so powerful it can transform our community, it can change our nation, it can save the world. And we cannot keep that to ourselves. We carry something so powerful, yeah, that others deserve to know what we have, what we know. Now, we struggle sometimes to articulate that and put it into words, but do you know what testimony is? I mean, first it's the willingness to give my life and to die. And once I've settled that in my spirit, then it doesn't matter what people think of me. But then testimony is just a report of what God has done. It's not preaching. It's not Bible college, you know, apologetics about what is or isn't good and bad in the world. It's just me saying. When I woke up this morning, I felt terrible. And then I looked in the mirror and I realized that I was a creation of God. I said, thank you, Jesus. You've made me who I am. Really? I've never been like that. Wow, let me tell you about Jesus who can transform me from the inside. You've just sowed a seed in something in life. You haven't opened your Bible. You haven't preached them and you haven't provoked them or forced them into agreeing with you. You've just told them something that becomes a seed of faith for their lives to believe maybe God could do that for me as well. And when they come back a couple of months later and say, I've been thinking about what you said. Can you talk to me some more about this? That becomes very easy, amen? But it comes out of a decision we make to let this thing that we've got come off our lives onto others. And that change, that shift has got to come in our hearts, or else we're going to end up carrying something to heaven all by ourselves. And if you hear nothing else this morning, I want us to know we were never meant to go to heaven alone. You were never meant to go. You were meant to go to heaven with your friends and neighbours. You were meant to go to heaven with your children or your parents. You were meant to go to heaven with your whānau. You were meant to go to heaven with your ancestors, you know, the people who are around you, you're the older and younger. We were meant to go to heaven together. Together, together. And God is unlocking something in our nation, and now's the time for us to step into that space.
Yeah. And you know, we're seeing this as a time where God is bringing those that have walked away back to Him. And people that have got family and unsaved children, unsaved family members, I believe that now is the time that we need to stand up and say, I'm going again. I'm going after that cloud. I'm calling them back. We've had a niece that's come to Christ and her son has come to Christ. Now her sister and her the whole of Don's family is reeling with shock. After what, 40 years where we've been praying into this, suddenly it started to happen. But as we declare that, we're just seeing it happen all around the nation.
And this morning, I want us to do something out of praise, to pray over you to release that in your hearts. The word of God that dwells richly in my heart, I want it to be in my heart and on my lips. This isn't prophesying, but it's activating supernatural capacity in our lives. When I was a doctor, I prophesied over heaps of my patients. Because I could. And they couldn't run out the door. I want you to stand, Dinah, right now. Come on. I don't really mind what you think about the prophetic word I've just brought to Dinah. And Andy and Matt can do whatever they like once they get back. I'll be seeing them on Wednesday, so. Sorry, Andy. But I just think if we can receive a gift, then we'll benefit from the gift. And I think as we affirm what God wants to do in Dinah's life, it will release us to rush somewhere we haven't been before, is it? So come and just lift your hands to heaven right now. Come and reach out your hands to her, can we? Father, we agree together right now. Thank you, Lord. We just say yes. Yes, yes. Ooh. Let's just have to worship for a moment, shall we? Then we're going to pray. We're going to praise in a moment. But come on, can we just worship for a moment, just where we are? Because in our hearts, come on, it's in this environment. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your gift from heaven right now. We thank you, Lord, you're birthed inside Diana's heart, a roar of a lion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The voice of heaven. Yeah, the shout of victory. Wow, the word of faith. Ha 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 ha. That we preach. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Shout your name. Filling up the skies with endless praise.
Come on.
Endless praise. Yahweh, Yahweh. To shout your name, oh Lord.
Yeah.
Lord of all the earth, we shout your name, filling up the skies.
Come on, let's praise him.
Endless praise.
Come for a moment, come on, it's in your hearts.
Yahweh, Yahweh.
Come on.
We love to shout your name, oh Lord. Lord of all the earth, we shout your name, filling up the skies with endless praise, endless praise. Yahweh, Yahweh, we love to shout your name, oh Lord.
Let me just say something just to Renee for a moment. Renee, I believe that you have the word of God for this community. I think God wants to release you outside the walls of this building to find your place in council, with doctors, in situations where there are people in desperate need, and you've got the answer for them. It's not just council, it's not just, by the way, it's actually the word of heaven for those places. I see the city council of this city, I see the district asking you for wisdom, because God is going to release it out of heaven to you. Yeah, discernment, understanding, grace. Come wherever you are right now. We will continue to minister after the service is finished. But I just want you where you are right now to lift up your hands. This man over here. Come on, just the evangelistic call that's in your life. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Yeah? Just let something explode inside you, because the call of God is on your life to travel with the gospel into places that you haven't even considered were possible, and to speak prophetically into those situations and break them open so the word of God can come with saving power. You, my young friend, I just think that God is going to open your understanding to things that you didn't think were even possible for you. You've looked at your IQ, your intelligence quotient, and it's not low, but you've thought it isn't enough to grab hold of something that important, but God is going to release supernatural understanding into your life. The lady behind him, your name is? Yeah, I just see an intercessory capacity for you to do great things in Christ. I see you praying right now for your family. The cry in your heart that you've been desperate to see God break through for the members of your family who are destroying themselves through the choices they're making. You are about to see a turnaround because you've stood in the gap. You've said, I'm not going to let this take place anymore. And God is about to vindicate your prayers. Don't look at them, look at God, because he's going to bring the fruit of your praying. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your name is?
Isaac.
Isaac, yeah. So Isaac here, I just think, get ready to be on a staff of a church where you're able to help build understanding about what it is that God is saying and doing that situation. I think he's given you an ability, just a prophetic gift and an administrative skill to help pull the loose ends together and make them work well. Just let praise flow out of your life. I just see you as somebody who just is full of praise. Just let it flow, my friend, because revelation is going to come out of that. Yep.
You know, for all we might prophesy and we're going to be available to pray for people and all that kind of thing, that's really great. But for the word to have supernatural impact, it has to dwell in someone. And the most important thing that we can do is to let that word of Christ dwell in us, let it change us from the inside out, and let it bring overflow into other people's lives. Don't underestimate the value of your daily connecting with Jesus through the scriptures, listening for his voice, and doing what he tells you to do.
We're going to do just a few things to finish off this morning. The first thing is I'm going to pray that the word of God will come into your hearts right now. Right? Whether we've prophesied over you or not, whether we get to prophesy over you or not, when I pray, I've found in environments like this, God will speak to you supernaturally and sovereignly. I like that. I like that. And I know I carry a spirit of faith. So does Helen, that we can release over your lives as well. So we're going to pray then for the release of miracles in your world, workplace, families, finances. Then we're going to lift our voices together and praise, because what I noticed when we had that first praise song is you guys wanted to take off. Yeah, I would just quite like to have a bit of a takeoff moment where this guy, well, he'll introduce us to the praise, but then I want you to lead him. Is that okay? Is that all right? So get ready for a rough ride. Just and then we're going to open the front, and Helen and I, and maybe Dinah now that she's got this job, and some others, if there are other leaders who carry, we want to release to you a spirit of evangelism. A spirit of evangelism, not a head of evangelism, not a thinking, but that capacity just find, it's just coming up out of my heart and out of my lips, I can't help myself. We'd quite like a I can't help myself anointing this morning. Does that sound good? So when we're ministering, if you want an I can't help myself anointing, we're going to do that. So let's pray first. Father, we release right now over this company of people a spirit of revelation in the knowledge of you. We declare our hearts open and able to hear your voice. We break partnership with anything that would come and obstruct our ability to see you. Jesus, we love you. Father, what you're doing is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You're capturing our hearts, our minds, our imaginations to dream of things that we never thought were possible. Ha ha! Because Holy Spirit, you've come inside us and you're revealing to us what eye hasn't seen, what ear hasn't heard, what hasn't entered into the heart of man. This morning we thank you, dreaming of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people coming to Christ in the city is not an impossible dream, because it's on your heart. So come on, this morning we're saying, Father, let your heart be our heart. Jesus, let your passion be our passion. Spirit, let your power be our power this morning. For you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Come on, let's worship him for a moment, shall we? And if praise breaks out, let's just praise the Lord.